Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Chav Zayin. We are starting about the third line with the words of Chun B'Shem Rav and the Vilna Torah Sadaf. It's on Chav Alpha and Beis near the bottom. And today's office sponsor Lilu Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So Gemara had gotten into a long discussion regarding if one cooks on Shabbos, if he did a mezid or b'shagig, and what the din is. Now what started the whole thing was a question that Rav Mana asked. The Gemara was discussing a flame that was katum before Shabbos, but then got refired up. And the question is that still considered katum? So a story was brought where Rav Chia came to his house, saw this, and was matir. And our understanding is that he was matir after the fact. His family had already been masha on it, and he said the food is okay. Now Rav Mana asked that this isn't a chiddush, because even if someone cooks on Shabbos b'shagig, it's mutter. So for sure, if somebody was masha b'shagig, it's permitted. Now the Gemara comes to answer why we can't compare being masha something b'shagig and cooking something b'shagig. And the way it's brought out is as follows. Rav Chonis is b'shem Rav, v'tan Rav Chia Kain, Rav Chia taught the following b'raisa, b'rishayin originally, hayu ayim they used to say, hishchirich tavshal agab akira, if someone forgot a dish on top of a kira that wasn't gar for katum, v'kachal v'sa Shabbos, and then it became Shabbos, if he did so b'shoigig, yoichot's allowed to be eaten, mezid lo yoichal. If he did so b'mezid, he's not allowed to eat it. And why is that? Because nechshedu, liyas menichem is eaten. People are chashed, they're suspected that they're going to leave something on a kira that's not gar for katum on purpose. Va'aymerim, they're going to say, shechem yinu, we forgot. And therefore, v'aslan es ha-shecheach, the chum asered, even if a person forgot something on a flame, it's still aser. And the question is, v'acham rukain, over here, it's saying so, meaning if a person cooks on Shabbos b'shoigig, it would be permitted. How could that be? If a person forgot food on a flame, erev Shabbos, they would say, it's usher, but if he cooks food on Shabbos, it's mutter. What's pshat? And on this, Amravila Ravila answers, nechshdu liyas menichin v'loy nechshdu liyas mevashlin. People are chashed, they're suspected that they're going to leave something on the kira that's not gar for katum, and they're going to claim that they forgot it there, but they really did it on purpose, whereas people are not nechshad to cook the mezid on Shabbos and say that they made a mistake. Therefore, kansu v'niach v'loy kansu mevashil. The Chum made a knas when a person left something on a flame, even if he did so b'shaygig, atu, because maybe he's going to do it b'mezid and claim he forgot. And they did not institute a knas when a person cooks on Shabbos b'shagig because they're not afraid that he's going to end up cooking b'mezid on Shabbos. And that's the answer to Rav Mana's question. It makes sense that Rav Chia would matir this dish that was left on this kira that used to be katum, but then it got refired up, even though we're makel by cooking on Shabbos, we're not makel by shehiya, as Rav Chia's psak makes sense. Now we just continue with his braisa. Chazru loimer, the Chum went back to say that tavshal shu mitstamak v'yafaloi, a dish which is mitstamak v'yafaloi, which means as it cooks, it shrivels, and that's good for it. Dahainu, the longer it cooks, the better it is. Asur, so if that was forgotten on a kira that wasn't gar for katum, it's aser. Whereas tavshal shu mitstamak v'raloi, mutter. If the dish is mitstamak v'raloi, the longer it stays and cooks, it's bad, so then it's mutter, because we're not afraid of chitu b'gachalim, we're not afraid the person's going to stir the coals. Anyway, it's not good for the dish. Now the question is, ezu tavshal shu mitstamak v'yafaloi, what's an example of a dish which is mitstamak v'yafaloi? Answer, kigun, for example, akrov, cabbage, vafunim, and peas, ubasar taruf, and chopped up meat. Amar of Tanchum bar Eloi, he tells us, af roshe liftas, roshe kaplutas, even heads of cabbage and beets, azu oisen ketavshal shu mitstamak v'yafaloi, they're treated like a dish that's mitstamak v'yafaloi. The question is, beitzim mahein, what about eggs? Are they mitstamak v'yafa or mitstamak v'ra? So Rabbi Yossi says, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, abba al lebeisoi, my father went into the house, umatzah shom chamin, he found hot water on a kira that wasn't gar for katum, v'hitter, and he said it was permitted, because this is mitstamak v'ra loy, the longer the water boils, the more boils out, and you don't want that to happen. Whereas beitzim, he found eggs, v'asar, and he asered them, which means that beitzim are mitstamak v'yafa loy. And something similar, Rabbi Shmuel bar Nasan says, b'shem Rucham bar Chanino, ani v'abba, me and my father, alin l'chamas gader, we went to Chamas Gader. In Eretz Yisrael, we call it Chamat Gader. There's some great hot springs over there. They v'ilufanenu beitzim ketanim kechuzradin, and they brought us these small eggs that were cooked so much that they were shriveled to the size of chuzradin. Another way of saying this is uzradin. They're basically small apples. V'taman yafe kepankrisin, and they were so tasty, they were like pankrisin, which is some sort of fruit. And so once again, we see that eggs are mitstamak v'yafaloi. Another thing about cooking Erev Shabbos, Tani was taught in the Braisa, lo yismal isha gadera, asisyas v'termusin, a woman should not fill up a pot with these different types of beans. These require a lot of cooking. And place them into the oven Erev Shabbos right before it gets dark. And that's because since they require a lot of cooking, we're afraid she's going to stir the coals to get them to cook quicker. And if she did put them in the oven Erev Shabbos, they're not allowed to be eaten Matzei Shabbos, the amount of time it takes for us to cook these beans. So let's say it takes 5 hours for them to cook. So he has to wait Matzei Shabbos for 5 hours to be able to eat these beans. Now, Amar Bacha says, b'mezid krav meir. This is if she put them in the oven, b'mezid, and that's a krav meir, who says only if a person cooks on Shabbos b'mezid is it aser. Whereas Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Yossi says, this is b'shaygig, even if she put them into the oven b'shaygig Erev Shabbos, and this is krav yuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, who had said previously, that if someone cooks b'shaygig on Shabbos, it's not to be eaten by anyone until Matzei Shabbos with Eshiyasu. Now, Amar Rav Mana comments, yos, Amar Rabbi Yossi is saying good that this brice is like Rabbi Yehuda. Why is that? Because we have a brice that tells us, hanitea b'shabbos, if a person plants a tree on Shabbos, shaygig if he did so inadvertently, yakaim, he could leave it. Whereas maize, if he did it on purpose, yakar, it has to be uprooted. Ubashvi Shmias, if he planted a tree on Shemitah, which we know you're not allowed to plant, Pain Shaikik Bain Mazid Yakur, whether he did so B'Shaik or B'Mazid, it has to be uprooted. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says, Chilvadvarim, it's the opposite. Hanutei B'Shabbos, Bain B'Shaikik Bain B'Mazid Yakur, if he plants a tree on Shabbos, whether it was on purpose or by mistake, he has to uproot it. Whereas B'Shvias, if he plants on Shemitah, so Shaikik Yakayim, if it was by accident, he could leave it, B'Mazid Yakur, but if he did it on purpose, he has to uproot it. So we see that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita in regards to planting on Shabbos is consistent with his Shita in regards to cooking on Shabbos. They didn't even do so B'Shaikik, it's Usur. And we explain Lama, why is that? Because he's going to be benefiting from Shabbos. This is called Maisa Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda asers a person from benefiting from anything that was done on Shabbos, and therefore, even though it was done b'shaygig, he's not allowed to benefit from it. And Mekan over here, Mekim Shat Omer, since you say Yom Tov Matzei Shabbos, they have to wait till Matzei Shabbos. Kedei Shiyasu, the amount of time it takes to make this dish, so Kemi Shaloi Nanim Machmas Shabbos Klom. It's like he's not benefiting from Shabbos at all. Because again, as we explained previously, if it takes 5 hours for this to cook, and he's waiting 5 hours Matzei Shabbos to eat it, so he's not benefiting from Maisa Shabbos, because for all the week here, he could have cooked a Matzei Shabbos. And that's the way it's permitted. Now we continue to explain this Braisa. Umat Tamid the Rabbanon. What's the reason of the Rabbanon? Meaning, according to the Tanakhama, this Braisa we just quoted, why is there a Gzera on Shvias, Shagig Atu Mezid, but not on Shabbos? And answer number one is Nechshedu al Shvias, Veloy Nechshedu al Shabbosos. People are chashed by Shvias and not chashed on Shabbos. In other words, we suspect that one will plant B'mezid on Shemitah and claim, oh, it was B'shagig. And therefore, we have to ask for even Shagig. But we don't have the chashash regarding cooking on Shabbos. Therefore, if a person cooks B'shagig on Shabbos, no problem. But the evidence, okay. Now, the Racha, a different understanding is Minin L'Shvias will count for Shvias, Chavzayin Obez on top, Ve'in Minin L'Shabbosos, but we don't count based off of Shabbos. This has to do with Arla. We know that the first 3 years of a tree's growth, the fruit is called Arla and is usher to be eaten. And if we don't require something planted on Shemitah B'Shagig to be uprooted, so he's going to start counting its Arla years from Shemitah, because that's the first year it was planted. And when he begins eating these fruits a few years down the line, others are going to make the calculation, hey, this guy planted it on Shemitah. And they're not going to realize that he did a B'Shagig, and they're going to come to do so B'Mezid. That's why even when he plants B'Shagig on Shemitah, he's got to uproot it because of Minin, because we're going to end up counting the years of Arla and people are going to realize that he planted it on Shemitah. The Gemara asks, Eich Avida, what's a practical nafkamina? The answer is, not a pachos mishleish shemyem lefnei shvias, v'nichlas ha-shvias. He planted a tree within 30 days of Shemitah, and now we're holding by Shemitah. In temer chashad, en kan chashad. If you want to say that the reason why when a person plants on Shemitah, he has to uproot it, is because we're chashish people are going to end up planting b'mezid, over here we wouldn't have to suspect that. He didn't plant on Shemitah, he planted within 30 days of it. Whereas in temer minyan, if you want to say the whole problem is minyan, that we're going to end up counting the early years from Shemitah, and then people are going to realize he planted on Shemitah, here's the proper year, so yesh kan minyan. Here we do have a problem with minyan, because a tree planted within 30 days of Shemitah is not considered like it was planted for a year. It has to be planted more than 30 days before Shemitah for that 30 days to be considered a full year. So that means when he plants it within 30 days of Shemitah, for all intents and purposes, its first year is the Shemitah year. And then once again, we have this problem when he starts eating the fruit 3 years down the line, people are going to say, hey, you planted it on Shemitah. Even though, tachlis, he planted it right before Shemitah, people are going to think that he planted it on Shemitah, and so we're going to run to this issue. And here's another nafkamina. The Gemara continues, not the pachas mishleish shemiyam lefnei shminis, if he planted it on Shemitah less than 30 days before the 8th year, v'nechus ha-shminis, and now it's in the 8th year, so in temer chashad, yeshkan chashad. If you want to say the issue of planting b'shagig on Shemitah is because people are going to end up planting b'mezid, so we have this issue, because he tachlis planted it on Shemitah. Whereas in temer minyan, if you want to say the whole issue is the count of the early years, here's the proper girsa, ain kan minyan. There's no issue of minyan, because since he planted it within 30 days of the end of the year, even though he planted it on Shemitah, that's not considered its first year of Arla, only the 8th year is. Now he ends up eating the fruit a few years down the line, everyone's going to make the cheshbon, and they're going to say, oh, he planted it in the 8th year, and they're not going to run into any issues. Now just going back to Shitas of Yehuda, that on Shemitah B'Shoigig, there's no Gezerah, and that must be because of the following. The Gemara explains, V'sai Kaman D'Amar Mipnei HaChashad, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is going according to Kaman D'Amar, that the reason why it's Usur is because of Chashad, that people are going to end up planting Mezid, Brom Kaman D'Amar Mipnei HaMinyan. However, according to Kaman D'Amar, that the whole issue is the Arla count, Kansu B'Shoigig Mipnei HaMezid, so even Rabbi Yehuda would say, we have to Knas Shoigig Atu Mezid. Now we'll go back to explaining the Mishnah. We had said the Shitas Beis Hillel is Af Machzirin, the one's allowed to be Machzir a dish. So now we discuss this further. Notlamin Ba'idyayim, Machzirin Ba'idyayim. If he took his dish off of the fire before Shabbos, he's allowed to put it back on before Shabbos. Notlamin Shechashecha, Machzirin Shechashecha. If he took it off the stove once it got dark, meaning on Shabbos, he's allowed to put it back on Shabbos. The question is, Notlamin Ba'idyayim, Vikidish Olavayayim. Let's say he took it off the Kira before Shabbos, and then it became Shabbos, is he allowed to put it back on? On one hand, maybe he should be allowed to. On the other hand, since now it's Shabbos, and it was never on the stove on Shabbos, maybe this looks like a nesina lechatchila, like he's putting it on for the first time on Shabbos, and maybe it would be an issue. Now we can deal with a similar din. Rav Simi the Trey says b'shem Rav Shaya, hanichu ba'aretz, if a person took his tavshil off of the kira either before Shabbos or even on Shabbos, and he put it on the ground. Also, a taltoloi, he's not allowed to move it, which means he's not allowed to put it back on, because the fact that he put it on the ground shows that now he's totally separating himself from it, and putting it back on the stove is going to look like nesina lechatchila. Another din, Rabbi Elazar says, b'shem Rabbi Shaya, mishar seyisi es Rabbi Chiya Gadol, I was serving Rabbi Chiya Gadol, v'hayisi ma'al loy chamin midyuti atachtona l'dyuti al-yayna, I was bringing hot stuff for him from the lower level to the upper level, u'machzirin l'kira, and I would put it back onto the stove, and this is referring to where he took it off on Shabbos and is putting it back on Shabbos as well. Now Rabbi Shimon, he tells us, afil mikira shavu m'muat l'kira shavu m'ruba, in a situation where one is allowed to put the food back onto the stove on Shabbos, even if he took it off of a stove that wasn't so hot and he's putting it back on a stove where it is hotter, that's no problem as long as we're not going to run into any issues of cooking. Now Rabbi Rami says, zimnin sagin yasivis kumi Rabbi Shaya, there was many times that I sat in front of Rabbi Shaya v'lo shamas minei adam milsa, and I never heard this from him. Now Rabbi Zeikon commented to Rabbi Zeira, loy shama mina mutter, you didn't hear from him that it's mutter, shama mina aser, but did you hear from him that it's aser? You just didn't hear anything from Rabbi Shaya about this. And so just because you didn't hear that it's mutter, that doesn't mean that it's aser, and therefore we could rely on this memra of Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Shimon. Now continue to talk about Chazara with a further explanation of what we had mentioned before in the name of Rabbi Shaya, that if a person put his dish on the floor, he's not allowed to put it back onto the kira anymore. So we have a slightly different case. Let's say he didn't put it on the floor, but Tali Biyaseid, he hung it on a peg, or Nisan El Gabi Safsol, he put it on a bench. Namaro said that Im Hay Mefucham Mutter, that if it's still boiling, he's allowed to put it back on the kira, Vimlav Aser, but if not, then it's Aser. Now Amar Yechon Reb Merya, he says, even if it's still boiling, it's only Mutter to put back on the kira, Bishaloi Heveres Yadim Menu, that's only if he didn't take his hand off of it. Avolim Heveres Yadim Menu, Aser, but if he took his hand off of it, even if it's still boiling, and he didn't put it on the floor, he's still not allowed to put it back on the kira, because that shows that he's being misalik himself, he's removing himself from it completely, and he's not allowed to do chazar, he's not allowed to put it back on the stove. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Beis, continue to discuss cooking on Shabbos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.